and talk with Representative Jeff Irwin, who is from Ann Arbor. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this beautiful morning, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. There is a new bill that would regulate fracking and protect Michigan groundwater from your perspective. There is going to be a press conference this afternoon at 12:45 at the Lansing Capitol Building. Tell us about this bill.
Well, what this bill would do is it would require public disclosure of all of the toxic chemicals that oil and gas drillers are going to need to pump underground in order to liberate the hydrocarbons that they're seeking to sell. So, really, this bill focuses on making sure that the public at least gets to know what's being pumped underground beneath all of us and through the water table that 50% of the residents here in Michigan depend on for their drinking water.
All right, this has been a big problem because there are many folks who want to get at this resource because obviously they can make some money on it. It also will be substances that that'll be very useful to the public, but there are people who support the environment who believes it tears up the infrastructure of the soil. And so how do we figure out if it's good or bad?
Well, the sort of high-powered, very deep fracking that is being proposed in Michigan has caused some pretty serious problems out east in New York and Pennsylvania, and out west in Oklahoma, and recently some serious problems in Wyoming. So I think it's important that here in Michigan, where we sit right in the center of the world's largest assemblage of fresh water, that we take a deep breath, make sure that we're employing best practices with respect to any sort of drilling that occurs in our region. And also, we need to make sure that there's strong laws that protect the public's right to know. And that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're introducing today as Democrats. We're introducing a bill that would require anyone who's injecting volumes of poisonous fluids underground to simply disclose to the public what it is they're pumping underground so that if there is a problem, we can track those problems back to the source and try to get them cleaned up in the way that's the right way to get them cleaned up, but also make sure that the responsible party is required to pay for those cleanups.
Hydraulic fracturing or fracking is a process that takes millions of gallons of water and mixes it with toxic chemicals and then injects that water into the ground to create fractures in the shale below, making it possible to extract natural gas. Now, from what we know, Jeff, even though there's been some trouble in some of the states you mentioned, is there a way to do this correctly and safely?
Well, of course there is. And, you know, if you've got a number of corporations out there trying to, market these hydrocarbons from Michigan, you're going to have some drill holes that are done successfully and you're going to have some that aren't. And so that's why we need to have strong but reasonable regulations that ensure that the public both has a right to know what's being injected in the ground underneath us and through the water we all drink, and then also make sure that we hold these drillers accountable so that they do not destroy this tremendous resource that we're so fortunate to be sitting in the middle of. So it can be done responsibly, but this is one of those areas where you really do need to have the public interest at the fore, and you need to have regulators there ensuring that the kinds of operations that they're running don't create damage that can never be cleaned up. I mean, we've seen problems with oil and gas drilling around the nation, and I don't think I need to remind everybody that we recently had a huge pipeline spill here in Michigan in the Kalamazoo River, and the Kalamazoo River will probably never be the same again in our lifetime. So we need to be careful. We need to make sure that we get out in front of these problems and stop them before they occur, and we also need to make sure that the public has complete information as to what is being injected underneath the ground beneath all of us. I mean, I would remind you that these companies that are drilling for oil with these deep fracking operations have leases that they've bought from the public, from the state of Michigan. These are public mineral rights that they're looking to extract and sell. And that's okay, and it can be done responsibly, but we need to make sure it's done responsibly.
All right, Jeff, I want to get a outsider's take on a local issue here. I guess it's a statewide issue, too. There are many proposals, more than 25 on the board for casinos throughout the state of Michigan. There's one here in Lansing. Do you think the state needs more? Do you think Lansing needs a casino?
Well, I don't know if Lansing needs a casino. I think the people of Lansing should be the ones who decide whether or not they need a casino. You know, I think that it's just like any other sort of planning and zoning decision that a community ought to be able to make on their own. That's how I feel about it.
James has a question for you.
Hi, Representative. I mean, this is a little off topic, but we've been looking a lot into the ALEC organization, and because of term limits, it seems that we have a lot of elected officials that are a little, you know, lack experience, and so these outside companies and organizations come in and propose legislation to state legislatures all over the country, not just here in Michigan, but everywhere, and there are kind of left groups that do similar things. I mean, what is the solution to that issue of having, you know, organizations that work and live in D.C. affecting how we live here in Michigan by proposing, you know, draft bills to these representatives that they might not know the details of what's actually in them? How do we combat that problem?
Sure. I mean, you're right to be concerned about organizations like ALEC that are corporately funded and wine and dine legislators from all over the nation and try to encourage them to pass legislation that benefits the corporate donors to the organization. That's something that you should be concerned about. And I think that the only anecdote for that, unfortunately, is public involvement, public engagement, and getting the information out there to people. So that's a tremendous service that you can provide through your radio station. It's just simply talking about these issues, making sure that the public understands some of the relationships that are happening behind closed doors between lobbyists and legislators. And, you know, one great example of ALEC's imprint here on Michigan is this whole series of voter suppression bills that we're seeing. You know, ALEC has made it clear that it's in their best interest if less people vote. And as a result, we've seen a whole host of laws get introduced all around the state and all around the nation, and we're seeing several of them move here in Michigan that just simply restrict and tighten the rules around voting to make it a little bit harder for certain people to vote. And, you know, together with what's going on with the Elections Department in the city of Detroit, we're seeing a full court press here in Michigan on trying to make it harder for people to vote, which, you know, I think that's fundamentally wrong.
You know, Representative Irwin, that's a topic that we were just talking about this morning with a representative from Common Cause, Melanie McElroy, and a couple of the bills would, for instance, would require everyone to have a pictured ID. And even though I can understand how that could be a stumbling block for many, it seems in these tough times when it comes to safety and when we are dealing with problems of illegal immigration, why is that such a big deal? Why shouldn't everyone have a pictured ID?
Well, one, there's the complication of the cost and time involved with getting it. And for folks who, you know, may not be able to get a driver's license for some other complicated set of reasons, you know, legal or otherwise, you know, this is just one more hoop that they've got to jump through and go down to the Secretary of State and spend several hours getting an ID. It makes it a little bit more difficult for them to vote. And it doesn't make it impossible, but we know that we have a problem in America with voter turnout. We know that when we look around the world and we look at what percentage of the people vote in other democracies, America lags far behind. Our problem is not enough participation rather than voter fraud. And, you know, I haven't seen or heard of any instances of proven voter fraud in Michigan, yet we continue to see these bills introduced and advanced that are geared towards cracking down on voter fraud by requiring IDs or requiring people to announce their citizenship again at the voting booth while they're voting. And each one of these individual things is not going to, you know, stop someone who is, you know, committed to voting from voting. But what it's going to do is it's going to take the folks who are not so committed to voting, the ones we really need to encourage to come out and vote, it's going to frustrate their efforts, and it's going to stop a certain small percentage of those people from voting. And that's what organizations like ALEC want. They want less people participating in the process because it's good for their conservative paymasters.
But the Democrats want more voters, whether they have the ID or not, whether they're justified to vote or not. They want to make it easier because it's going to benefit them. So it's both sides who could be at fault here.
Well, you know, both sides are always at fault. And, you know, I will certainly speak up on behalf of my fellow Democrats and say that you're right. when more people go out and vote, it benefits the Democrats. That's absolutely right. And that's because the policies that the Democratic Party is advancing, policies like supporting public education so that people can have a hand up and an opportunity to succeed, those kind of policies benefit the public broadly.
All right, but here's the question for you, Representative. Here's the million-dollar question. How do we get apathetic people out to vote?
Well, one of the ways we do that is by not making it more difficult for them to vote. And, you know, I spend a lot of time out in the community trying to encourage people to, you know, understand that the decisions we're making in Lansing are important to their local schools or to, you know, the University of Michigan right in my backyard. And I spend a lot of time trying to encourage folks to see the value in voting, and particularly in voting down ballot and getting involved in their city council and in their county commission. This is important stuff. So, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners about voting and about how important it is. But in the context of the ALEC question, what we're seeing in the legislature is a full-court press to stop people from voting and to frustrate voting in any way that's legal or, you know, colorable in the legislature. Oh. And there's no voter fraud.
All right, Representative, I've got to get to a hard break. We appreciate your time so much. It's always great to talk with you. Thank you.
Likewise. Take care.